Good morning. This is a hearing for Mr. Earl Lee, ADC number 070819, before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for 31412A parole hearing to consider regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. I would like to introduce the members of the board conducting this hearing. With me in the room, sitting on the bench, starting on the opposite end, is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Coming toward me is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. And my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the hearing lead. I'll begin the hearing with a summary. Mr. Earl Lee, ADC number 070819, is 83 years old. He was certified eligible by the Arizona Department of Corrections for 31412A, regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. The crime of murder in the first degree occurred on or about April 17, 1988. He was approximately 53 years old at the time of the incident offense. He was found guilty by jury trial on November 18, 1988, and sentenced on December 5, 1988. He's been parole eligible since April 23, 2013. He has an out-of-state criminal history, which includes arrests for assault and battery, DWI, and arson. Mr. Lee was on probation out of North Carolina for assault with a deadly weapon at the time of the incident offense, that is, shooting Mr. Curtis Cannon, in which he owed over $10,000 in restitution. It should be noted that the incident offense in question, in this case, represented a serious escalation in violent behavior. I'll read a summary of the offense in question, but do keep in mind, fellow board members, it is kind of a long backstory, but I will revisit the offense. On April 17, 1988, victim, John Harris Van Zyl, a white male, just a few days shy of his 25th birthday, Van Zyl's 64-year-old aunt, Shirley Donathan, Margarita Botello, and a 52-year-old white male, and Mr. Lee, Thoroughway Lee, were together at the Colorado River, the border between the states of Arizona and California. Before going to Black California earlier that day to purchase some beer, they returned to the Arizona side and drank beer and talked. When they ran out of beer, Mr. Lee wanted Mr. Van Zyl to sell some of his food stamps to purchase some more beer. Mr. Van Zyl refused to do so, and a verbal argument ensued. Shortly thereafter, Donathan and Van Zyl left the area on foot en route to Ehrenberg, Arizona. There were some more events, but I will try to get to the incident offense in question. Botello and Lee drove back to the river where they recontacted Donathan and Van Zyl, who were walking down the road after separation. Sometimes Lee told them to get into the car, but they refused to do so. Lee then turned his car on, pulled up behind Van Zyl, and stopped. Lee got out of the car, pointed a handgun at Van Zyl, and shot him once in his left chest area. Lee returned to the car and drove away. Lee then dropped Botello off at a friend's residence at Botello's request. Botello and the friend, Landon White, returned to the scene at the crime where they learned that Mr. Van Zyl was dead. Now, according to Mr. Lee's institutional progress report, he has not had programming in ADC due to medical conditions, to include that he's on oxygen, and he has described himself as deaf, but he is certainly hard of hearing. So I don't want to get into the actual medical definition, but he's certainly hard of hearing. He has a release plan that includes returning to North Carolina and living with his brother or living in a nursing home, but we have no address or acceptance in a halfway house. We say that his brother will help him financially. He's had moderate discipline in ADC from 1990 through 2017, with his last major on March 25th, 2015 for disobeying a verbal order. This appears to be his fifth hearing before the board. He has no letters of support in his parole packet, nor any particulars regarding his supportive brother. That is the summary of the case. Mr. Lee is on our video conference, available to at least see this hearing right now. but again states that he is having trouble caring for this. So, at this point, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they want to open up any discussion regarding this case. Okay, hearing no discussion from fellow board members. Dr. Wagner, I'm sorry, is there a report?
No, Mr. Johnson wanted to make a...
Yes, sir, Mr. Johnson.
I was just asking, is the inmate going to make a comment? Or
I was just going to ask the board chairman if there was some point of protocol that we needed to address regarding any sort of final statement from the...
He's demonstrated that he does not comprehend, but yes, we can give him that opportunity. Excuse me, want to ask the CL3 if he wants to make...
Okay, I think this much we can handle. Mr. CL3, you're on the telephone.
Yes, I am.
If you have any means of communicating with Mr. Lee, and we recognize the communication problem that we're confronted with, is it possible that you can ask him if he has a statement he would like to make to the board? And he can put the phone on his ear and he can speak to us, but does he have a final statement he would like to make to the board? Sir, can you hear me? Sir, is there a statement you would like to make to the board? Mr. Lee, so I'm going to go ahead and begin the discussion. And I'll keep it simple. We heard a summary of the case in question. We recognize that Mr. Lee has been in the correction system for some time and appears to be having some hearing and health issues. But I will simply say that based on the serious and violent nature of his incident offense, and specifically his lack of a detailed release plan, I do not believe that the supervised release of Mr. Lee would further the interest of justice nor be consistent with the safety and welfare of our community. But that is certainly where I will begin the discussion. Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Mr. Canales, I agree with you. I think if we had evidence that there was support from the brother or any type of support, that anyone in this mental and physical condition, I think it would be irresponsible of us to release somebody like that to the streets.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. Yes, Mr. Johnson.
And also that, you know, I want to say that he didn't have any family or community support, nor is he able to work, that he has a means of being able to take care of himself or come up with the 2 months of expenses that's going to be required by DOC for him to be released. I mean, that's for home arrest, though. But there's just some difficult things in his release plan that's just not susceptible to him being released out there safely.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Newell.
I agree with my colleague.
Dr. Wright.
I agree as well, and I think that his release plan that we do have states that he wishes to go to North Carolina. However, we do not know whether he would be granted an interstate compact to go to North Carolina. That would be also one that we do not know until such had been filed. Therefore, I am in agreement with my colleagues at this time to deny. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. I do want to reiterate before I make my motion that I understand that he is in poor health at this moment, but he has been in the correction system for what appears to be pretty close to 29 or 30 years, and we have no reference to any programming. And as we stated in discussion, we made reference to, and I'll fill in the blanks by saying that he would want some sort of interstate compact arrangement to North Carolina. We have no specifics regarding his support. We have no letters of support. We have no address to even consider, and no specific references to a halfway house or any sort of assisted living here in Arizona. So to repeat what my colleague Ms. Rittenhouse would say, releasing him at this stage would be, in my opinion, irresponsible. So I'm going to make a motion, and that is regarding Mr. Earl Ray Lee, ADC number 070819. My motion is to deny regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest, and based on the year of the incident offense, I'm asking for a 1 year set off.
Second.
Agree.
I made the motion, myself, Mr. Quinones, seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by, I'm sorry, was that all board members?
Yes.
Agreed upon by Mr. Wright, pardon me, Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Again, I ask for a 1 year set off. Release type denied is, again, regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. And my reasons are as follows: serious and violent offense, loss of human life, trauma to the victim, violated previous probation or parole, prior criminal history, repeat offender, poor institutional behavior, a recent disciplinary infraction, that is his release, pardon me, as recent as 2015. And if I may, actually, if I'm not mistaken, he actually had discipline through 2017, but his last major was in 2015. Lack of programming, poor or no release plan, no family or community support system, and those are my reasons. Do my colleagues have anything to add? Okay, Mr. Seal 3, if you could write this down for him, and I think this is very important that he understands this, this board has voted unanimously to deny regular parole, absolute discharge of home arrest. We agreed upon a one-year set-off. We stated our reasons, and being as that he is having difficulty healing the board, when the Department of Corrections certifies him for his next parole hearing, the board will make the effort to have this hearing in person so that he can, even if it's a question of speaking louder or what his options are for a hearing aid, so that he can hear exactly what's happening word for word. Okay, sir? Did you understand, officer?
I was speaking and had been writing it out for him.
Okay.
And the only comment was that they've been telling him they've been doing those for 4 years.
Okay, sir. Any further comment from our board chairman, Dr. Wright?
No, sir.
Okay,
he can request, you know, a copy in writing if he so desires.
Yes, sir.
This hearing.
Yes, sir.
Or the recording.
Officer, as the panel lead, I do want to thank you for your support this morning. I recognize this was a bit of a challenge, so we look forward to working with you again, and we're going to bring this hearing to a close. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. And
we're
going to
get...
Thank you, sir. We'll be ready for the next...